Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is August 31st, 2020. It's Monday, and I had the honor to have a friend on and a listener and someone that's been on the show before, Amber, and she's a nurse, and she lives in Southern California, and I had her on before, and she was having 2 periods per month after they installed 5G in her neighborhood. And she went into convulsions, her brain was shrinking, and she had blood coming out of her ear after several months, about 10 months. And they were able to get the 5G buried and taken off the towers. And it turned you back to a normal 28-day cycle, and your brain quit shrinking. And blood kept coming out, stopped coming out of your ears. And with that said, I just want to bring you on and let you talk, because you've become pretty awake to what's going on pertaining to the 5G, pertaining to electronics, etc. How are you today, Amber?
I'm doing good. I'm coming from the bread basket of America and the world. And I'd like to start off with, we have not planted any food. You will not be receiving any shipments of food from California this year, this fall.
What's the reason for not planting the food? Is this the governor doing this?
This is COVID, and this is 180 nations that did not plant food. This is Asia, this is Australia, this is South America, this is Canada, this is Europe. Remember the farmers that came out with the tractors? That was because they were not allowed to plant food. And what they're doing now is the energy secretary, this is child Mitch McConnell's wife, and the FCC and the presidential order, they have ran 5G, fiber optic cables, and then they have these routers on every single telephone pole, and they've even placed, when they put the fiber optic cables on my telephone poles fell down. This is how big the cable is. And they ran it in the rooms, and they just plugged it in yesterday to the power source. They had the big, power source, about every 8 blocks. They had it jacked up, the breaker box. And yesterday they just plugged it in and blowed it onto the ground in my neighborhood.
Okay, now, is this what's hooked up to the smart meters out in California? They're starting all these fires, reportedly.
We've all been screaming about these smart meters, and they're deployed worldwide. This isn't just an American problem. They're deployed worldwide. And how the smart meter works is when California, we're seeing it happen in Paradise in 2018, November 8, 2018, and they ran the cable and the telephone poles, and then they ran the wire in the ground. And what it does is they turn off power. They redirect the power source into the cables in the ground on telephone poles and into your smart meters. So your house, it literally gets the flashpoint, the electricity inside your walls, and it's sudden combustion. It just, you talk about, the burning point of copper. That's, I don't remember the flashpoint of that, but that's pretty high. And what it does is it sends out a pulse. We are electric beings. We our hearts vibrate with Earth, which is like 8.43 hertz, okay? And what this is it's pulsing out a square instead of a wave. A radio is a long wave. A radar, when they came out, the first it was the radio in 1917, the Spanish flu, that came out as a long wave, okay? Then they came out with the GPS, the radar, they went radio, radar, that one's a wavy frequency. This one that's coming out of the smart meter, it's a squared. So it's able to, right now it's pushing, 2 hertz. It's going to be able to push 600 hertz. So it's literally going to change the complete molecule of the air around you. And, they talk about, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, suffocation. You will not be able to breathe. You will be so sick, you will not be able to move. And they have started with all the major hubs of our shipping routes, Chicago, Illinois, Kansas City, Bakersfield, California, Los Angeles, Nevada, Colorado Springs, all the major trucking hubs across America where it's being turned on today. Today. And when they turn this on, and I don't know what's happening in New York, and I see videos every day, and it's a complete ghost town. There's nobody on the streets. There's nobody walking. And I'm just wondering, where are our weather refugees? We've had volcanoes. We've had fires. We've had hurricanes. We've had tornadoes. We've had flooding. We've had lightning storms. Where are our weather refugees? Do you see anybody in your area? Is there a town that was hit, or have they came back? Are they Americans that have came in and refilled these houses? You know, what is happening? Where are our weather refugees? I live in California. They turn off the power, and then bam, all the fires almost started at the same time. 500 fires at the same exact moment. And what I'm hearing is they plan on going live in these major cities worldwide on September 10th through the 22nd, because it's Atonement, the Hebrew New Year, and then on Bill Gates' birthday, October 28th. And people don't realize that Bill Gates worked with Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Gates' mother was Mary Maxwell Gates. Ghislaine Maxwell is Bill Gates' cousin. Attorney General Barr worked with protected Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell, so did Alan Dershowitz. And they worked with MIT, Pfeiffer, and CDC, the FDA, the FCC, and we realized that Bill Gates owns patents for everything I'm telling you about. I mean, he's just a clown, he's just a front man, but he owns the patents for the 5G towers, for the chemical, you know, controls, the weather modification, and he owns the patents for COVID. He owns the vaccine, and this is all about the ID 2020 vaccine and Sunday laws and depopulation and repopulation.
Now, his shot, he's killed a million kids and adults worldwide with his vaccination, Bill Gates has. Screw up vaccinations.
100,000 Kenyan women in one little country in Africa. 500,000. He's been sued.
He's protected. He's a New World Order satanic pig that's protected. And he has arrest warrants for murder in the country of India. Arrest warrants, folks, for murder. Why isn't the United States extraditing this guy? They've got extradition warrants for his arrest, but he's not being extradited. And what did he do recently, Amber? I mean, I had a half dozen phone calls from listeners. He released, 500,000 mosquitoes down in Florida contaminated with what?
750 million mosquitoes right before that storm hit. 750 million. In California, he released, I think it was like 3 million mosquitoes. In Texas, he released 10 million mosquitoes. And when these things bite you, you can't see these things, okay? You can't find them to even look at them. But when they bite you, they leave a dime-sized hole on your skin. I'm not even joking. And white, clear liquid just keeps pussing out of it. I have a bite that's 3 weeks old, Stu. I've used baking soda. I've used vinegar. I've used calamine. I've used oatmeal. I have never experienced this before. And every single time it bites you, it leaves a scar. 750 million mosquitoes released in Florida right before the storm just hit. So imagine all that water sitting there. And what virus is this thing holding? Okay, the cure for almost everything is baking soda, boron, and high doses of vitamin C. Zinc.
Now, this so-called COVID virus, they're finding out that most of the people that have it are lacking vitamin D and zinc in their body, and they're dying of it.
New York, Wuhan, China rolled out 5G on Halloween, and it took 30 days, and there's still 21 million people missing in Wuhan, China still to this day, and New York City deployed 5G, Sweden deployed 5G, Egypt, India deployed 5G. Right now, there's a queue in Australia. China flew into, I think it's called Victoria, Australia, And they brought in all their techno guys, and they're installing 5G. Because what this 5G is it's called radio because it's short for radiation. Okay, it's electromagnetic radiation poisoning. Okay, a radio has, like I said, a straight wave. So your cells are able to, to live with it, to function with it. And then the GPS is a wavy wave. But this is a pulse. This is like, the TSA machines. Remember when the government shut down and all the TSA people were dying due to cancer? It scrambles your DNA. And Bill Gates owns, like I said, the vaccine and the patent. It's called it's the ID 2020. And the patent number is 06060606006. And he patented in the UK, Europe patent office in Berlin. And it's just overwhelming. And the vaccine that they're coming out with, if you look at Michelle Obama's presidential address, that's her custodian, her presidential address has a DNA panel on her dress. That is your chromosome 8. And when you read into what the COVID test is testing for, they're testing your genetic marker, chromosome 8. Okay, so many children got the MMR vaccine, like my child, and end up with autism. What the chromosome 8 vaccine is it weaponizes your DNA against your chromosome 8. It makes your white cells, your T cells, see your chromosome 8 as an enemy. And what your chromosome 8 does is it is your IQ, and it fights cancer. And if you watch Bill Gates on TED Talks, he states all the time, if we do our job really well with vaccination, one out of every two Americans will have autism children, one out of three American children will have cancer. When you realize that Michelle Barack Obama's Big Mike stress has our DNA chromosome 8, and this vaccine is going to target your chromosome 8, which is sort of the MMR, which is the whole entire population, our children have already been vaccinated with the MMR. And right now, the reason why the schools are closed, because another reason why is because they've just stolen all the pensions. Fire, police, truckers, whoever you work for, they just funneled $10 trillion into the Jesuit CFR Council. And if you go to the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations or Foreign Policy, you look on there, it's Betsy DeVos, it's Stephen Crowder, it's Jerome Crossey, it's Alex Jones, it's Flynn, it's Roger Stone. It's literally this whole entire administration. And if you look at Barack Obama's administration, they were all CFR council members also. So it's the Jesuits, and this is the very first time in history that we've had a Jesuit pope. And what he's going through, it's depopulation. It's the reset. It's the financial reset. We're not getting anything. They plan on culling the population and then making the rest of us take this vaccine, which they'll never breed with us, because you could literally, Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates with Pfizer and MIT made it to where this could be a sexually transmitted chromosome 8 virus. So your child could be perfectly fine and have unprotected sex, and your child could, it's just crazy. But it's there, it's made, it's patented, it's written in the documents.
Now, this has a DNA changer, this vaccination for coronavirus that Gates came up with, Fauci and all these other psychopaths. And it has not only DNA changer, but it has the credit debit chip in it, where you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. It's in Revelation 12, starting there.
Yes.
So, basically, we're up against the wire here. They're going to pull the plug on the cards one day, your bank card, credit cards, and say, well, have you got your chip? You can't use your bank card anymore. You're going to have to get your vaccination so we can let you have some food at the grocery store. Isn't that about the way it's going to happen?
Absolutely. The federal government's broken. The state government's bankrupt. The Vatican's bankrupt. The Federal Reserve is bankrupt. the Swift system that we've been using, I mean, they kept it on life support since 2008. It's done. So now they're going with the new reset, pulling the population, and this time they plan on keeping us dumb forever. We won't be able to read, write, do math because it's racist, which is crazy because they literally, Congress literally in 2017 wrote a bill stating that math and reading is racist. Just like in 1865 where it was illegal for us to read and write. They don't want us to be free thinkers. They want us to be yes a master, no a master. And Bill Gates, another thing about Bill Gates, he owns 500 million shares of Monsanto and Bayer. And what they're doing is, with this vaccine also, is just like they did with the cherries, the grapes, the apples, the hemp, the cantaloupe, the onions, garlic, they changed the DNA because they can't legally patent something that our divine God made, because they didn't make it. So they changed one molecule in which they weaponized it and took all the nutritional factors out of the fruits and vegetables and the food that we're eating. But that's the second part. They modified it, so they patented it. And then they went and bought all the organic seeds worldwide. I mean, they killed people for this. So many farmers have died because they would harvest their father's seeds, and then the next year they would plant the next seeds that they harvested from the year before. And they changed the DNA and the food supply, and then they patented it. Well, this vaccine is going to take our chromosome. We have 23 double-stranded, like the Twin Towers. They took it down and they made it into the One World Tower. They want to take our double-strand DNA and make it into one strand, but it be 52 DNA markers instead of 46. And then they can patent us. So at this point, we are DNA. We no longer are our divine source DNA code of God, creator, source. We're now patented and owned by Microsoft and Bill Gates and the CIA and whoever the heck is running this Jesuits. I call them the Jesuits. There's only 2,500 of these people. They go to their schools. They go to their... And there's only 500 of them, you know, in America, and they all just recently grossed their income. Jeff Bezos just got $200 billion. They funneled $10 trillion into the Jesuit CFR. And everybody talks about the UN agenda, but nobody talks about it is the UN Genocide Treaty, 187 countries filed. Okay, they can't, they promised us all these social programs. They use our social security numbers and our birth certificate, that system. Well, it's bankrupt. So now they need to depopulate and repopulate with new social security numbers. And I have a question. Where are our brother refugees? Where's the people from Hawaii, from the volcano? The whole island was evacuated. Where's California? Where's Arizona? Where's Montana? Where's North Carolina, Florida? Where are all these people that their homes were devastated? And another thing is, too, these towers are electronic nuclear bombs. It sends out a pulse, and anything, the trees burst in half, the houses explode 4 feet off the ground, which sounds impossible, but it's happened. Go to these locations, and how does a tree bust in half? How does a tree catch on fire from the inside out? Because the cable is in the ground, it's on a telephone pole, and it's on your house. And there's 36,000 Starlink satellites now. Go ahead, Sue.
I know we're in trouble. So what's people going to have to do?
Well, time for us to have a login party. It's time for us to get rid of the fake trees and bring back the real trees. That's the first stop. Second stop is we need to secure food supply. The food supply that's going to be coming out September 4th is going to be poison. And it's going to make you sick. It's going to weaken. That's the reason why they have you in the house, lack of vitamin D. We are viruses, okay? Our cousins are mushrooms. Our DNA is water, okay? Our immune system is a fungi. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing what we are. Our creator who made us, and he made us in his image. And Americans are the most malnutrition people in the world, and they talk about COVID, COVID, COVID. Well, 4,000 American children die every day of cancer. 3,500 American children are aborted every day. 1,700 men die of heart failure every day. And then we could just keep going. 350 elderly die from complications due to the medication. And these people are, like I said, the Jesuits. We can call them the Hermes. We can call them the Pharmacias in the Bible. We can call them the Greeks. We can call them the Fabian Society. We can call them the Pilgrim Society, because this is how they roll. From the beginning of time, they would come into our islands, our villages, our coastlines, and they'd come in and kill our mothers and fathers and rape and plunder and then take off with the children, the new slaves. It's the same system since the beginning of time. It's the same cult. It's the same members. It's the same system. And you need food supply. You need to get it for September 4th. Okay, you need to get enough for everybody. And you need to buy big bags of potatoes, and you could plant those. And you could even, if you had to, if you live in an ice-cold place, you could cover them to keep the snow off and keep the ground from freezing, if you had to. And that's a food supply. So when people are ramaging your home and your yard, it just looks like you have a bush in the yard. But that half a potato, if you cut up the potato, you can get, one potato can get you probably 10 pounds of food. And, I mean, you have yard. Instead of watering your grass, carrots. They're not even growing carrots. I drove, we feed the world. We feed the world in my valley. We grow 4 times a year. And our trees, it takes years, okay, to grow these orchards so they can produce this food supply. They're not watering these orchards. They have not planted. I have never seen so much dirt in life. In my life, I've spent my childhood riding motorcycles and bicycles and playing in these orchards. There's nothing there. And the only thing that they're watering is like Revelation 6:6. Famine, plagues, but do not touch the wine and the oils. Okay, the only thing that they're watering is olives and wine grapes. Not the fruit grapes, not the fruit grapes, but the wine grapes. My whole life, there's been a water shortage. So we've always conserved water. I went driving to look and see, and I'd never seen this before in my life, but the orchards of olives have 10 inches of water at the bottom of them. I have never seen that before in my life. Every tree in my valley has a dripper. Has a dripper. And when you see 10 acres flooded with 10 inches of water, you pay attention. Because that's not something that's normal. I seen a farmer out there, because Gavin Newsom cut our water by 50% last year with a stroke of a pen. I've seen an elderly farmer out there watering half an acre with a cup. A cup.
So basically, we're not going to have any food supplies this year out of California, period.
There's nothing. And there's no food worldwide. They're going to blow the dam in China and wash away 350 million people. And that's China's breadbasket, is where that dam is located.
Well, this is all New World Order, and it is their plot, their plan, to destroy the human race. And we've got to all come to realize that. I think you've come to realize it. You've been pretty hyper over it. And everybody else has. And it's going to come down to, in my opinion, we're going to have to get physical with these people. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
No, I agree. Let's not be anti-Semite. Let's be smites. Let's smite them. Smite means, and anti-Semite means, smite in the Bible, and in Greek is to smite the earth, to destroy, to burn, to plummet, to flood, to destroy. So let's be pro-smite. Let's start with the fake trees. Okay? That's first off. And it's in the ground. But supposedly, it's in the ground. If you unplug your house from the ground wire and you take out your smart meter, everybody needs to hardwire every power box. When they turn off the power, you need to take off your smart meter, and it needs to be a mile around your house, okay? And then you have to turn the water off in the air, because that's what is going to work. And the big towers, they're 250 feet up in the air, yes, and they can literally blow anything 4 feet off the ground. You need to get a mile and a half away from one of those sons of bitches. But they're bolted on. Okay, I have the wrenches, you have the wrenches, who doesn't have the wrenches? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, if we want to talk about a revolution, you know, gasoline cans are perfect. We've got a lot of problems. We got 5G, we got them electrocuting us, we've got this thing blown out of proportion with the smart meters, we've got HART blown out of proportion. They're dragging this weather wars game. I mean, it's bizarre to see what hit Kansas City with the shift of the jet stream today. I mean, we got chemtrails lighting us up. I saw a corpse of a coronavirus, saw the corpse, the x-ray, and they said the brain had shrunk and that it had metal in its lungs, the person that had died of coronavirus. Now,
absolutely. Bloomberg's, he was running for president. He was laughing. He said Trump supporters lack gray brain matter. And then I had just read about how the 5G frequency, what it does is it shrinks your brain matter, because your brain is a soft tissue. Okay, it's my favorite thing was to clean brain wounds. I mean, the smell is horrendous, but it was just so neatly, you know, when people would have brain surgery, I got to clean it and bandage them and things, and it just blew me away how beautiful. And I mean, when you touch a brain, it shrinks, you know, but your brain is like you know, the fat on a ham, on a hog. It's hard, you know what I mean, but at the same time it's soft. So by hitting you with these microwaves, it raises the frequency, which scrambles, and it causes your gray brain matter to shrink. And if you go to the Red Cross, they're saying the average age of Alzheimer's and dementia is 36. When I went to nursing school, Red Cross taught me in 2000 that the average age of Alzheimer's and dementia was 85. And it was one out of like every 30,000 people that had it. But I noticed that people...
Hold on just a second, Amber. Let's take this call. Scott, hold on. I've got a show going. We're going to pull you in. Hold on. Okay, Amber. We've got Scott Bennett that was scheduled to do a show with me today as well. Scott, I've got Amber on. She's a nurse out in Southern California that was talking about 5G and the coronavirus and everything, and she suffered from two periods a month when they installed 5G in her neighborhood, and she also had a brain begin to shrink and blood coming out of her ear after, what, 10, 11 months of it, till they shut it down. You there, Scott?
Yeah, I'm here, Stu. I hear you fine.
Folks, we got Scott Bennett on with us. He's a whistleblower. He was locked up for 38 months in jail. He worked in the same building that Ed Snowden did. Scott got, while he was in jail like I did, the evidence he needed, I guess, to take care of business afterwards, which never really happened. But Scott's been on with us before. And Scott's a fighter. He's a lieutenant. He's a doctor. Lieutenant in the Army, intelligence, or was, etc. And meet Scott, Amber.
Hi, Scott.
Very nice to meet you, Amber.
But Amber and I were having a discussion about this 5G and the smart meters and all the electronics going on, Scott, that's affecting us. And she's in Southern California. It's a breadbasket of the United States. And they're not growing any food and haven't for almost, what is it now, 9 months to a year? No planning?
Yes. Last fall, they let the food rot on the ground. They said there was nobody that was willing to pick it. That wasn't true. My son goes to college and he picks. Okay, we're a generation of pickers, okay? We came to this valley as pickers. And they refused to hire anybody to even pick the food last fall.
You there, Scott?
Yeah, you know, Stu, this is a large phenomenon in this country. We're seeing the left wing, the looters, the mob, the arsonists, the fanatics all going at it in Portland, in Seattle, in Wisconsin, Kenosha, and the whole the COVID-19, which I suspect there's 5G elements in it. I haven't exhausted all the research, but the bottom line is COVID-19 thing is a complete propaganda psyop. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a masquerade for the 5G to be introduced in the schools and elsewhere and totally eradicate the population. But this is coming down to a war between President Trump and the Patriots and those who are defending their Second Amendment with the Second Amendment versus the communist hordes who are, you know, just destroying and burning and looting and murdering. And I think you're going to have far more people standing up, like the Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who defended himself and escaped death by defending himself in the Second Amendment. I think you're going to have a lot more of those people rising up. And this recent killing of a Trump supporter who was shot, and President Trump tweeted about it and said, rest in peace. I think they've opened up the Pandora's box and picked a fight with the worst enemy you can pick a fight with, which is the conservative former military, former police. So I think we're going to witness, a tremendous upbringing, and I think it's going to change the face of the country for the good. And I don't think Donald Trump is going anywhere. I think he'll win a landslide. But if they try to remove him by stealing the election, they have a civil war react, because people would defend Trump. They would surround the White House to defend him, including the Marine Corps and the Army. And it would be a civil war. But perhaps that's what we need, is to cleanse this country of the domestic enemies. And that includes these traitors in the educational system that have poisoned the minds of these young people to the point where they're unredeemable. And just cleaning ranks in general.
I'm in agreement with you on that one. They are unredeemable. And I believe it is a covert operation. This whole coronavirus thing is a covert operation of the Democrats to try to remove Trump. I mean, it's pretty obvious. They tried to impeach him first, tried to bring false charges because of a fake dossier by the Hill to Beast crowd, Hillary Clinton gang, and John McCain, both Republicans and Democrats, pushed it over to the Strzoks and so forth and the McCabes, and then they blew it out of proportion, and then they lied about it, brought it before the United States Congress, then they went for impeachment. I mean, and now we got the coronavirus. We've had a total disaster of this president's election and his time in office. And this is all orchestrated by these frigid Democrats and these satanic New World Order pigs, I call them. And Scott, I'm in agreement with you. I believe that we are going to have a revolution. I think it's going to become very physical. They come to put needles in everybody with this credit debit chip and this DNA changer that Amber's been talking about and a whole bit. It's not going to happen on my watch. I've been building up support for years, and a militia I helped create, and they accused me of, you know, creating a million man army and a whole bit. Maybe I did, but I tell you what, they're all around this country and they're starting to show their colors, and they're saying, Stu, when are we gonna go in and cure the problem? I said, wait until election time. It's all going to blow up in our face between election and thereafter. So at that time, that's when I go make arrests of public officials.
And Stu, one of the learning lessons that we've got to remember is that you never operate as a single-man team. You always have a partner with you. You have to be two-man teams. When you're moving and you're doing kinetic operations, the Army, you know, and the Marine Corps certainly taught you this too, you move in two-man teams. You always have a man with you, both to be your witness and to watch your back. And Rittenhouse was a one-man team, and that's why he got into trouble. When you have two-man teams, it changes the whole dynamic, and people need to apply that in the future.
That's very true, Scott. That's very true. But if I go in, I'm going to have 25, 30 people with me, and it's going to be a cleansing. It's going to be the whole county and the whole state. Remember, we clean by county to county, folks. State to state. Every public official is out of control. You can see it on a daily basis. Look at these governors. Look at these mayors. Look at what's going on, and they're allowing this. You know, I thought Donald Trump made a pretty powerful speech the other night. What'd you think of it, Scott? Amber?
I think it was the best speech headed back to Amber. I thought it was the best speech he's done. And it was certainly the best Republican National Convention we've ever had compared to the Jerry Lewis telethon of the Democrats. they look like a bunch of idiot clowns, everybody wearing masks, where Trump was epitomizing Americana, standing up saying no Americans are going to be forced to wear a mask when I'm president. Unlike Joe Biden, he'll force everybody to wear a mask. He said it. No American will be forced, strapped down in a hospital bed and infected with viruses and all sorts of antivirus materials, which turn you into an autistic retard. No American's going to go through that. And no American is ever going to surrender his Second Amendment right for living in a police state run by bureaucrats. So that's what the Republican National Convention communicated. I think Trump did a great job. His daughter did a spectacular job. I wouldn't be surprised if she runs for mayor of New York or governor of New York. She is truly exquisite. I realize there's some criticisms about them all, but we have to put our money on him as the best man we have.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you there. What do you think, Amber?
I'm in agreement, but I kind of want to address the military army that they've released onto our streets. It's the same thing that they always do, the CIA always does. They weaponize the prisoners, and then they release them. And these prisoners are, they're killers. Okay, so many of them are pedophiles, murderers, woman abusers, you know, horrendous. I mean, California released 10,000 people off of death row. Okay, death row. And these people are stuck in halfway houses with monitors, and they do as they're told. Otherwise, they're being threatened to go back in jail. So it's another blackmail situation that we're all facing. And I want to say the deep state is the AI transgender mafia, pedo mafia. 36 states introduced pedophilia laws, making it consent to have sex with a four-year-old during this COVID. And I agree, President Trump was amazing. President Trump is fighting Big Pharma, and the AI messiah people, cronies, are who our enemy is. And these prisoners are just doing as they're told so they don't end up back in prison.
Now
that's their army.
Okay, so they've released all these people in California, is what you're saying, to create an army?
Nationwide. The Democrats in their states and prisons, they released 97% of the prisoners. That is who is on the streets.
Yeah, I agree with you, Amber. 100% I agree with you. The CIA did this in the riots in Southern California. You're exactly right.
I wasn't aware of it. Interesting.
There's nothing new. What did Hitler call his camps? He called them quarantine camps to fight against the virus. The virus was the Polish refugees, the Russian refugees, fleeing from the Jesuits in Russia and Poland that were slaughtering them in Italy. It's the same clan. I'm going to call it the Jesuit CFR UN Genocide Treaty New World Order. It's three branches. And when you realize Bill Gates' money, $10 trillion funneled to the CFR just recently, you know, in the last couple months, and the money went to the World Health Organization, the UN, Gavi, the World Bank, the CDC, the FDA, and then it all funnels back into Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and the CFR's pockets. They're just washing the money. The banks have collapsed. The pensions have been stolen. Our retirement is gone. We're not allowed to own land. And 14 countries have reported that everybody who came down with COVID is now sterile. Sterile. There's not one living egg, not one living sperm. It's electromagnetic radiation poisoning. That's what's happening.
Now, Scott, I heard this past week by a former prosecutor who happens to be in Panama for a reason, that they're stuck. And that the Panamanian president has ordered by the 17th of this month that everybody in Panama, whether you're a resident or a visitor, has to get this virus chipped, DNA changer with a chip in it. He's already ordered that to be done. There's several other countries I heard are coming online the same way. I think this is kind of bizarre that they're moving so fast with this. What do you think, Scott?
Well, they have to. They have to move fast. They have to do it in a blitzkrieg operation. They have to traumatize and overwhelm people. Remember, the average person doesn't have the brain capacity or the hard drive space to process this information. Very few of them have military experience or military intelligence experience or advanced degrees or political experience to sort of discern a lot of this material. And they haven't even been able to understand that you know, these government lies and Fauci and Burks, they're just completely participating in the Bill Gates psyop that I think, you know, the observation of the sterility of people, that's very alarming. What country's safe? Well, if not America, no country's safe. I'd like to think Russia is a safe country because of its conservatism, but along these lines of the virus and the vaccination, I'm not too sure. But temperamentally, the Russian people are very conservative and fierce. They fought off the Soviet Union communism and overwhelmed it, and they are free people. They've had a flat tax since, gosh, I think it was 2000 or so. And Putin, I think, is, the, you know, to Russia what George Washington was to the United States and the American people. But I think if there's any country that should rise up and show the gumption for independence and liberties and the Constitution and the freedoms that the Constitution recognizes and the inviolable rights that God gives man, it has to be the United States of America. And anyone or anything or any bureaucrat or any politician that opposes that and tries to suspend your right using this excuse should be shot for treason and executed, because your right to you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the right to contract, the right to work, the right to be free to walk, to have your life without being forced to, you know, wear a mask and deny your body the necessary oxygen. These are acts of murder. They're acts of mental enslavement. And how do you treat a you know, slave mastering bully? You rise up and knock them down.
Speaking about slave masters, this Democratic vice president named Kamala Harris is a former prostitute. She's a former prostitute. She comes from Jamaica. Hold on a minute. She comes from Jamaica. She is an illegal citizen, from what I understand. And her father and her grandfather have a slave farm with white slaves, folks, in Jamaica. Now, she's part Jamaican and part Indian. Now, not Indian, but India. Her mother was from India, I believe it was. But we have a combination of a psychopath, in my opinion, that fits well in with Biden, that's lacking mental capacity as far as even being the president of the United States. But both these people are New World Order bent stooges. And quite frankly, I don't understand how the Democrats think that they can continue pushing these two and the agenda that they're pushing. I mean, I believe that most Americans are pretty much awake to it. I even heard a report this morning on one of the news broadcasts that 44% of the people are not going to take the virus shot. They said, no way. They're not going to do this. They know it's all a big facade. It's political. What's your opinions of this? Are the people waking up, Scott?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, they're just quiet about it. They're silent. But I think you're going to have 30 to 40% of the blacks vote for Trump. And I think you're going to have a landslide of 49 states. California is going to be the only one that votes against him, and that's because of the corruption. But California is going to be split up too, I think. And if Gavin Newsom tries to do a Civil War statement of California seceding, he'll be hung by the neck as the traitor he is. And I wouldn't put it past him. He's tried to sell California to the Chinese. That's not going to work. But I think, you know, the nation's woken up. They're not tolerating this anymore. And it's just a matter of time before they articulate it.
Now, Newsom's Nancy Pelosi's nephew, correct?
Yeah, and isn't it interesting they're going to try and shuttle Nancy Pelosi in as the president when the Electoral College rules they can't determine who got the most votes, and Roberts, the effeminate pedophile judge, Chief Justice, is probably going to side against Trump. So that's going to be, we have to mentally prepare for that so people are not shocked when you have thousands and tens of thousands of people swarm Washington to protect the president and keep him in the White House.
Well, that's what we're going to have to probably do. And I'm prepared to do whatever it's going to take.
I think it's part of the divide and conquer. You know, divided we fall, united we stand. The Mellon voted, that's their plan. They have no other plan. The whole plan is voter fraud. So we can stop the voter fraud and stop this technology. We could save ourselves, and by saving ourselves, we could save the world, because these are the same people, the same nanny state that was in World War II in Germany. It's the same company, it's IG Pharma, which is now Moderna, and Moderna, Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci were in college together, and Dr. Fauci was the first person of Moderna, and IG Pharma, Soros bought, which renamed it into Moderna. And that's what we're in right now. And it's the same, AG Pharma is the same people that gassed the Americans, the Russians, the Polish, the Germans, the UK, and the Aussies in the internment camps with the gas. They made the gas. That's who's making our vaccine. That's who's dictating the World Health Organization through the United Nations. That's what I wanted to say. Sorry.
That's okay. Scott, what's your opinion on that?
Well, I think she's right on the money. I think you're seeing the big tentacles of the octopus being exposed and the transnational role of this. Look at Bill Gates and Fauci and his connection to Bill Gates. Look at Fauci saying on September 17th of 2019, I think it was, or maybe before that, of a surprise virus coming upon the United States. We talked about this. Those words coming from Fauci, hinting of a surprise virus coming upon the United States months before it happened, warrants the Department of Justice to investigate him on a level thorough enough to resemble a background check for an intelligence military security clearance. And you and I have been through that, Stu. We know it's exhaustive and empties every pocket you have and every relationship you've ever had. And Fauci needs to be investigated for that kind of a statement. And at the same time, there are alternative medical professionals. One of them was Dr. Risch, who Tucker Carlson, I think, had on. He needs to be appointed a presidential advisor. And these people like Fauci and Blake or Birx need to be completely ignored and denied. And the president also needs military uniformed doctors and the Surgeon General to stand up and say all of this is not truthful, it's not functioning, it's not proper, and that gives a military bearing and an authority on these sort of statements.
Okay. You want to add to that, Amber, at all?
Amber? Yeah, I do. Hold on one second.
I think she's got her. I think.
Sorry about that. Okay. Dr. Fauci's two daughters work for the Bill Gates Foundation, and Dr. Fauci's daughter, Ghislaine, I don't know if it's true or not, it's Grady, but she looks like, I'm sorry, it's Christine Grady. She looks like Christine Maxwell with a facelift, and Dr. Fauci's wife is the head of NIH. Rob Rosenstein's sister is the head of the CDC. It's literally 12 corporations which have funneled all of our money into their technological takeover, medical quarantine pharma companies. So I absolutely agree. It's all one big happy family, and they're just funneling the money, and they're bringing tyranny, and they plan to exterminate us for the New World Order. And I believe September 10th, and October 28th on Bill Gates' birthday, that they're going to turn the weapons on massive cities across the world. It isn't just America. Italy deployed 5G. Parts of Africa, the southern part of Africa, Sweden deployed 5G. And massive amounts of debt. I mean, I have seen New York City. It is a ghost town. They deployed 5G. Where are our weather warfare? Where are our American refugees? That's what I want to know. We've been hit with hurricanes, earthquakes, fires, tornadoes, floods, and there's no refugees in my city. Everything is a ghost town. I mean, there's no cars. It's vacant. I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
Where do you think this is going to end up, realistically? Let's bring it to kind of a conclusion.
I think you're going to have the the rejection of all federal government authorities, and it's going to come back down to state, county levels, and town councils, and committees of safety, and local to vote bill sort of citizen oversight, and combine that with militias, citizen patriot groups, neighborhood watch groups, armed to the teeth, you're going to have a formal rejection of top-down federal government influence operations. And I think this, you know, everyone's idols of leisure and sports and all of that stuff being taken down has caused some to lose their minds and other of us to sort of be refreshed in what it means to be, you know, denied the fat and sugar of society and go on the raw meat of real existence.
I'm pretty much in agreement with you on that one. Amber?
Amen. They took down the bill, the entertainment, and the men are bored, and they're getting pissed off because their wives are nagging at them.
That's one way. And their kids are home driving them crazy, yep. Where they were used to having the kids go to school, right?
Yep, the school, the wives are pissed, the guys aren't getting any, and the kids are bad little kids. But they're being home and they're safe. And they did run 5G across the whole entire nation to the schools. I've seen 15 schools upgraded with this new technology.
And that's the thing that's killing everybody.
Into the daycares, and they're running it into the hospitals. And what they're planning on doing with the teletech team, doctor calls, is they're completely going to wipe out our whole entire medical system. It's Barack Obama. It's Obamacare on steroids. I call it Clinton Care. This has nothing to do with Trump. This has nothing to do with Obama. This goes all the way back to Clinton Care and the Clinton administration bringing in the New World Order, medical, nanny, terrorism state, just like Hitler. Hitler, the whole entire thing was about getting rid of the virus, the undesirables, the deplorables, the unwantables, just like Abraham Lincoln. People talk about Abraham Lincoln, but his party was Republican, yes. But those Democrats called us mud silly because they called us unwashed immigrants, dirt farmers, dirt diggers, darkies, yellow, footloose, all the undesirables, because we refuse to live in their society and conduct our lives in that kind of sin and pedophilia and crimes against humanity.
Well, we've got the craziest stuff going on this planet. I mean, when I saw that San Francisco legislator put that out, it's okay to have sex with a 14-year-old girl. I mean, this is nutty. I mean, we've got these kind of perverts. We got these mayors that aren't even standing up, and instead they're supporting the violence. You know, I had one black gentleman approach me here in the past couple of days, and it's a long story, but he was interested in buying the car I'm driving. And I talked to him a little bit about it and everything, we were chatting, and he says, "Oh, man," he says, I told him I had a radio show and stuff, and, "Oh, really? Man, I'm not part of Black Lives, but I'm a black man, and I don't like what Black Lives Matter is doing. It's a terrorist organization." So he wants to come on the radio and express his opinion as a black person, on all this crap that's going on pertaining to Black Lives Matter and Antifa. He thinks they all should be in jail, is the way he rendered it, and that's what I think, because it is being orchestrated and paid for, in my opinion, by the Democratic Party and Soros, period, to disrupt America. And it's everything points that direction.
You know, every single American, when they look at blacks today, instantly, automatically has a scorn and a sort of revilement and a unconscious or unconscious oftentimes distancing because of all of the Black Lives Matter riots and looting and demands for reparation and the abuse of white women for being white, for all of this mythological race bigotry and venom and revenge. Automatically, average citizens are looking with increased suspicion and hostility, and this is going to translate into complete isolation for lots of the black. Now, those who are conservative or Christian who are rising up denouncing this, that hopefully is going to be symbolic of the larger population, who also need to recognize these pasty white Jewish leftists that are up there. Three of those guys that tried to kill Rittenhouse were Jewish leftists, criminal histories. this whole Black Lives Matter being hijacked by the left is something the blacks need to sit up, you know, rise up and denounce and say, you are not representing black people. You are representing chaos and revolution and madness, and we're going to put you down if, you know, the Trump white patriotic supporters won't.
Well, that's pretty much true. That's what I would say. I'd say they should put a stop to it because, I mean, look at Fort Collins. 400 people came out in Fort Collins a couple weeks ago when it was announced that Black Lives Matter and Antifa was going to have a demonstration at 9 o'clock at night. Anybody that riots, has demonstrations at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, are there to terrorize, to rob, loot, and steal. You want to demonstrate, go out with your sign, demonstrate during the day, make your protest known. That's the way to do it. Make change, just like recall. I've pushed and pushed and pushed for recall these people. It's something simple that you can do and get away with it and remove them from office. But to go out and terrorize, when I saw those 400 people that came out with guns and they stood up there in their town and they said, they started approaching them and they were telling them basically, get out of here. And they left. Now, I heard in Portland, several of the demonstrators got beat up by Patriot Americans went out there. This was after, apparently, Donald Trump made some comment that maybe his supporters could go beat them all up or something, is what the word was. I don't know. But I see them trying to create a racial tension, and it's not working. Do you think it's going to work, Scott?
Well, you're right, Stu. I mean, from our military experience, there's no black soldiers. You just have your fellow soldier that has a gun pointing at the enemy, watching your back. Whether you're black or Hispanic or Asian, race does not exist in the military. The mission of the team does. So we have a sensitivity that, and everybody says that too, there's no racism in this country. And for the Democrats to be laughable in their proclamations of America being a bad country, a racist country, with government intervention being the only solution, making themselves look like a bunch of fools, if not, terrorists. So I don't think it's going to be successful. I think this is going to burn out very, very quickly. And if the police aren't rising up in the Democrat-controlled cities and counties, if they're not putting water cannons on these people as they should, then the American patriots will, and there'll be far more Rittenhouse type of patriots coming to these cities to bring the fight to them. And conservatives don't start fights. They
have amen. You know, they're the first punch. You just finished it. They have their foot on our necks as we speak. And I say that we not be anti-Semite. I say we smite them. We smite all weapons formed against us, because no weapon shall prosper against us. So let's not be anti-Semite, which is anti-Smites. Let's smite them back. Let's not hurt our people. And these rioters, as I said, they're prisoners, but a lot of them are druggies. They're given free drugs. They're homeless. Okay, they're being paid to stand there when 50 million Americans have just lost their job. 1/4 of every American's about ready to be homeless. Okay, there is no pension coming. There's no food supply being grown. Okay, these people are getting paid. These are our brothers and sisters. It's one earth, and these people are smiting our whole entire earth with the finger of God, the rod of God, weather, warfare, heart. You can just keep on going on, all the way down. Our water's poisoned, our air's poisoned. These people even think they own our sun, and they could smite us with their own sun with these directed energy weapons and microwave frequencies. Okay, there's only 2,500 of them. There's 500 of them in America. And they're the billionaires. They're easy to find. They're hiding in their bunkers. Yes, we can't get to them. But it's time that we just abolish and we make them the black sheep that they are. We smite them and cast them out of our society. And that's these AI technological. The Democrats are just doing as they're told from, you know, the AI system, the Pentagon. I mean, it's insanity. The Pentagon just released 750 million weaponized mosquitoes into Florida right before a storm hit. Weaponize them in California and Texas. This is not our, these are not Americans. These are our American government should only be American people. They should not be able to subcontract to HPV-1 visas, foreign companies, with our American tax dollars. We're paying for this sudden destruction to fall upon us with this stupid peace deal. The Abraham Accord brings in the nullified laws, and which makes Jesus Christ adultery, an idol. So that's where I'm at.
Scott, you want to add to that?
Oh, I agree. I agree with her 100%. She's right on the money. And this is the time where you find your manhood or you lose it. This is the time where you unite with your fellow citizens and hold everybody to a standard of you're an American citizen, you're a patriot, get a gun and stand at post. I think what President Trump also needs to do is write an executive order because of the Rand Paul harassment and the attempt to kill him. President Trump needs to write an executive order that says every American politician has a right to keep and bear arms, carry concealed and unconcealed. You do not have to get a permit. You are automatically recognized by the president of having a right to carry a firearm, and that will naturally bleed into the rest of the population as well. The Second Amendment is your right to keep and bear arms on your person, concealed and unconcealed. And that's the most essential and important and first foundation for all justice and law and order, is the ability to defend yourselves against those who seek to disrupt law and order, steal your property, and kill you. So the president needs to take advantage of Rand Paul being encircled and attacked and say, no, not on my watch. Every American politician, you have to get a gun and carry it with you to keep yourself safe in the streets. And I think this is the time to do exactly that.
Well, that'd be a good way to keep a few of them, like Jim Jordan and DeSantis and Gates, Gatz, and a few others alive. It'd be the open. When it comes down to it, the only thing I can see us getting out of this whole mess, realistically, is what we've already said. We're going to end up having to arrest them. We're going to have to arrest the politicians. And I can see it coming because the elections aren't going to change. They got the Westar satellite through E-Systems, Dallas, Texas. Raytheon Corp changes the voting booth, changes the electronics. Even if you got a paper ballot, you still stick that paper ballot in a little machine to count your votes. And Daddy Bush has had that under his control since 2000 and before. And so we got a problem. We're not going to have any change of any new faces. Very few have gotten in and the whole bit. And we're going to have the same New World Order marching down the path of total destruction on the human race. Because this is demonic. This is, you know, I keep looking at Revelation 12 and it's right in our face. It's the mark of the beast. It's the credit debit chip. You take that, what does the Bible say? Well, you don't have your place in heaven. But you know, Scott, you're a believer. And I know what that amber is. And I know that one thing we all need to be doing really heavy is really heavy prayer. Warring angels. We can ask for them. Send them against the enemy. Send them against the enemy. And get rid of the enemy. Destroy the enemy. Turn it upside down. And that's what I've been praying for God to do this. And other people have too. And there's change that happens from it. When you get serious with God, Jesus Christ, Almighty God, you got such a powerful weapon, it's like having a nuclear bomb in your arsenal that just went off.
That's exactly right. And that black politician who spoke at the Republican National Convention from Carolinas, I think, he had said the prayer, essentially, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray, I will hear their prayer, I will heal their land. And that's where we're at in America. We have a lot of wickedness and sin and evil and perversion from LGBT, homosexuality, all this stuff being taught in schools is normal. Yet, abortion, I'm so delighted to hear that Abby Johnson stand up and articulate abortion and the murder of children and the suction of the body of young baby embryos into the abortion mill. That was a wonderful thing. It was so refreshing to hear spiritual truth spoken from the political platform of the Republican National Convention. And that's exactly where we start. You're right, Jim. You're right, Stu. We have to pray for God's healing, pray for our repentance, and pray for new leaders to rise up and help overthrow the money changers' tables.
There you go. There you go. Amber?
I agree. The LGBTQ plus community, the plus is for pedophilia, by the way. Their agenda is another big pharma agenda. Because what happens is they want us to have to go and make our designer babies. They want us to have to get a license to have a child. They want us to have to pay taxes and follow their guidelines for our God-given rights to reproduce our own children. So by sterilization, the whole entire population, now they control the agenda of the whole entire world because you can't have children. Now let's talk about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is written. That is the government's guidelines, regulations, and laws that they have to follow. Our rights are divine, given by God. The federal government has no jurisdiction outside of Washington, D.C. We're given the consent and permission. And this health organization, which is ran by A.G. Farba, Soros, the same Nazis who gassed our fathers and grandfathers in World War I and World War II, okay, and sprayed our troops in Iraq with Agent Orange, Vietnam, it's the same chemical DuPont family organization, okay, and breach contract. Okay, we don't want to fight our brothers and sisters inside these agencies. These are our brothers and sisters. They're there for a pension and a paycheck. Okay, there's no point, which I don't want violence. I don't want war. These are my brothers and sisters. This is one earth, okay? They want to smite my earth and make it unlivable so they can live in their getaways and their mansions and homes where the world is a base nuclear wasteland, okay? We can't go there. That's what they want. That's what they really want. But by following breach of contract, these people promised us an agenda. And they lied. Okay? And we have,
right.
Which is devastating because A.G. Barr, like I said, protected Jeffrey Epstein and Alan Dershowitz. Jeffrey Epstein didn't just, I mean, this government loses 800,000 American children a year, 1,900 a day, 250,000 young American children, adults under the age of 22 go missing also. It's like 1.15 million American. They bring in 1 million refugees. Okay, this is the system. This is the Pilgrim Society. This is the Jesuits. This is the Fabian Society. This is the Greeks, okay? The Philistines. It's a breach of contract, okay? We should be demanding, where the hell are our children? Where the hell are our children? Where are our young people? Okay, we are literally at the back. They're coming to depopulate the moms and dads, take our children, repopulate them somewhere else, and bring in the new refugees, pilgrims, into our homes and into our beds. That's what's happening. So I would say peacefully, breach contract, you're fired. We hired Donald Trump to fire him. Donald Trump filed bankruptcy like 20 times. He's a bankruptcy king, and he's still a billionaire. File bankruptcy, fire them, and let's start over. From the ground up, and this time the foundation is the Ten Commandments. Treat others how you want to be treated. If you kill, an eye for an eye. You kill somebody and it's not in self-defense, guess what? You get hung, or you get a bullet between the eye, okay? All pedophiles should be dropped off in the ocean, like Jesus said, with a millstone around their necks. It's a death penalty. Death penalty. What did we do? We stopped the death penalty in California and across America. They just released the pedophilia population into our streets. Now let's talk about the prisons. You can take the whole entire world prisons and add them up. We have more prisoners in California in 2016 than the whole world combined. They weaponize our prisons. They make the blacks hate the whites. They make the whites hate the blacks. But what's even more devastating, they send our beautiful babies in there for some stupid traffic violation, a ticket or hemp, and they get raped. Then they become predators. And then they just release all these people onto our streets. This is the system we're living on. It's done. It's over. They failed. Our rights are given by God. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights is their guidelines, and they broke the contract.
Amen.
They've broken the contract. That's where I'm just kind of, you know, after seeing this stuff, Scott, for 37 years now, I'm looking at it on the basis that it's time to have a cleanup. I've seen too much of this garbage building up. And, you know, I've come to know some heavyweights, you know, just like you have. I've come to know you. You're a heavyweight. But, you know, I've come to know people like Otis Johnson that got murdered. You know, he was working with General Flynn. and Flynn got arrested, Otis got killed. And there's a conversation, folks, I had with Otis that I put up on my internet site. It's in the breaking news column. It's on the radio bar. And it was about a 17-minute that I privately taped him, of which he never knew. I privately taped him because they were trying to murder me at the time, and they were trying to murder him. And he kind of opened up with me on the telephone, and there's conversation about him flying out to Bluffdale, Utah. I had put him on an airplane one time with General Flynn in Grand Island, Nebraska. Flynn didn't know who I was. He also was put on an airplane one time because I was working on his house remodeling, and then he got me a contract a few years later down the street. And that's when I had put him on the plane with Flynn. I recognized General Flynn. That was around 2012, I think 2010, when I was down there in that neighborhood. But there's a conversation of him flying out. There's a conversation that revealed a lot of things. The fact that artificial intelligence beyond computers, as he says, the six floors below ground in Bluffdale, Utah. And as he said, Stu, you're correct. There is an alien base hooked up to it on the south side that runs clear to Richfield, Utah. And the problem is all this artificial intelligence hooked up to the aliens, folks, and the aliens being the fallen angels. And as Otis had revealed to me a couple months before his death, I said, how many of them are there that the government knows about? He said the alien agreement from 52 to 2012, which has been extended, Stu, they have registered 200,000 aliens with the NSA and 10 million clones out of Hope, Arkansas that have no conscience or soul. But he says, I believe, he says it's more like 20 to 30 million clones that they've produced over the years out of Hope, Arkansas. And others do too. Now, he was part of the NSA think tank, Scott, and sat on a shift in his retired days as a super spook. About 350 of them, I think, trained that way since World War II or something. But he sat on the computer at night, and in daytime, his shift, 4 to 6 hours, and he was keeping us secure. There were about, I don't know, 50 of them, 75 of them that would be part of a think tank. 24/7 national security hotspots in the world, what they need to do about this or that, and so on and so forth. The guy was very knowledgeable. But as he said, there's 200,000 of them registered with the NSA. And he says, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law, Leonard Milman, Stu, now lives in Larry Mizell, and it's lived for thousands of years. Milman became the host body for the alien. Just like Mizell jumps out of Milman, jumps into Mizell. Mizell and Milman both now, or Milman was one of the 12 disciples of Satan, they call him, you know, the 12 that controlled basically the economies of the world. Milman, Daddy Bush, David Rockefeller, Meyer Rothschild, Bill Grace of Grace and Company, Answer Ben Shri, the head rabbi, Pope Benedict, Paul Warburg, Answer Ben Shri, the head rabbi in Israel, and the list goes on. But there, and Patrick Wu of China, there's 12 of them that are basically controlling the economies of the world. In 1981, the General Accounting Office, the watchdog folks of the U.S. government, of the Congress and Senate, they have badges and authority to carry guns. But they don't have any prosecutorial value or ability. All they can do is make reports to the Congress and Senate based on the Treasury, based on Comptroller of Currency, based on IRS numbers, and so forth. In 81, the General Accounting Office reported that 1% of the population controlled 20% of the GDP, the economy across the board of the United States. Now, this was in 81 when Daddy Bush arrives. In 2012, folks, June of 2012, the General Accounting Office reported that 400 men now control 95% of the U.S. economy. 400 men, it's been reduced down from the previous number of 80% of the people controlling 95% of the economy. It's been turned around. under control of pension funds through the two APEC directors, the American-Israeli PAC directors, Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein, which happened to be Bill Barr's boss when Daddy Bush was CIA director. He was working for Brownstein, and Brownstein was one of the six CIA council that were creating, if you can believe it, back then, artificial mortgages that turned everything upside down by 2008 with over $100 trillion of the mortgages. They were doing it through World Financial, Inc., because Gene Chip Tatum was involved in it, and he gave me the documents on it. And they were doing that. Bill Barr was part of it, and the creation of FEMA and all this other. This guy, Bill Barr, is a very dangerous. His real name is CIA Robert Johnson, by the way, for any of you that want to know that. But we have 12 men controlling 95 or 400 men now that are answering to these 12 are controlling 95% of the economy. And they just absorbed Blackstone, BlackRock, just basically absorbed the treasury. So where are we going to be at? We're in trouble.
Well, of course, we talked about this before, Stu, but it's an appropriate time again because you're talking about Barr. Bill Barr had Epstein. Bill Barr's father, I think, had hired Epstein, the pedophile trafficker, to come in and play a role in a university situation. We also remember Renee Alexander Acosta, who was the U.S. The U.S. Secretary of Labor, I think it was, under Trump, insidiously, as all of these traitors do, they insidiously encircle Trump and advise him, and he's pushed into bad decisions. John Bolton is a prime example. But Renee Alexander Acosta represented the prosecution of Epstein and gave him that sweetheart deal, and of course said intelligence told me, you know, he was part of intelligence, which, you know, Mossad, CIA, whatever you want to call it. And Renee Alexander Acosta also prosecuted Brad Birkenfeld in the Union Bank of Switzerland case, where I wrote my report Shell Game about UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, working in coordination with Covington & Burling, a law firm in Washington, D.C., and the Clinton Foundation, and the Clinton State Department, Robert Wolf, chairman of the UBS Americas, who was later Biden and Obama's economic advisor, one of them, Renee Alexander Acosta prosecuted Brad Birkenfeld, the whistleblower, who brought over evidence of 19,000 bank accounts being confiscated by Hillary Clinton, Obama, Biden, Eric Holder, Lanny Brewer, Loretta Lynch, in exchange for throwing Brad Birkenfeld in prison. And I met him and debriefed him and he gave me all the material. So Renee Alexander Acosta and Covington & Burling and UBS are all in this conspiracy. Covington & Burling, you remember, insidiously wormed its way up to represent General Flynn. And a guy named Kellner, specializing in international banking and such, you know, goes up and represents himself and becomes Flynn's lawyer, along with Eric Holder and Michael Chertoff and Lanny Brewer. All of these guys work for Covington & Burling. Well, I met Sidney Powell at a Texas conference. We were both at before she was Flynn's lawyer. And I said, Sidney, here's everything about General Flynn and Covington & Burling and all this UBS stuff. Well, I also talked to Flynn's brother there. And what happens? Flynn's brother and Sidney Powell go back to General Flynn and say, hey, we met this guy, Scott Bennett. He's a former Army guy. Here's what he reported on Covington. You got to fire them. And he did. He fired Covington & Burling and hired Sidney Powell. General Flynn also recognizes me when I wrote the report and sent it to him and Mattis back in 2012. So these are strange times and strange bedfellows, and all these things are sort of intermixed. But I think it's important to keep our eye on the ball that all of these people are being exposed and they will continue to be exposed and prosecuted.
Well, I hope they do. I hope they do get prosecuted, because otherwise we're going to be the prosecution team going and take
that's
them
right.
out. You know, that's what it comes down to. I'm just kind of looking at my future saying that it's going to be possibly short-lived. But, hey, I've lived for 37 years and attempt every damn year against me, and I'm sick of it. You know, the latest
thing. I bow before no man on this earth. I only bow to my God. Jeffrey Epstein, Nancy Pelosi just said that President Trump and his supporters are enemies of the state. Let's talk about the superior state, you guys. That's the State Department. It's not USSA, it's USS. Okay, it's the United Superior State, which is, it goes to Switzerland. It's all one big tentacle of the octopus. Where did Jeffrey Epstein get his planes? Those beautiful $1 billion claims. They were gifted to him by the superior state, the State Department. Jeffrey Epstein is now on Jeffrey Island as we speak. He just built a brand new swimming pool. They just repainted the sundial on the island, and his solid gold dome is back on the Temple Mount on Jeffrey Epstein Island.
Now, whether he's alive or not, I don't know. I don't know. It's strange. Bedfellows.
The FBI just sealed all of Ghislaine Maxwell's documents for 10 years. Okay, we have still yet to have answers from JFK and Martin Luther King. And when they assassinated Abraham Lincoln, at that moment, America, it's the only country that the Democratic Party isn't registered as a terrorist organization. Every other nation across the whole entire world have ruled the Democratic Party as a terrorist organization. They're the racists. They're the ones that believe that they are the superior race and they're above us, because what they do is they breed amongst themselves for thousands of years. And what happens is, if you're only breeding within 12 families, your genetic marker is the same. They become hermaphrodites. Okay, I'm not even joking. They're dudes with tits, and they have a uterus and a penis. I'm not even joking. It's RH1. Blah blah blah, their chromosome, and that's, they call themselves, they're not white. I don't call them Jews. I call them the Gray Man's Empire, and you know them by their actions, right? And we could see every single one of them. They're deformed. I mean, Queen Mary's two sisters were so inbred, they've been in a mental institution since they were born. Okay, that's a fact.
Scott. We've been all over the board with this. Is there any particular subject you want to touch on before we call it a conclusion here soon?
I just went off the limb with that part. I'm researching that to full detail. They're hermaphrodites.
Scott,
it's crazy.
Is it? I'm sorry, Amber. Scott, is there anything that we need to touch on that we haven't?
Well, you know, I'd love to have Amber on our radio show, too. I think she's a wealth of knowledge. So, Amber, please reach out to me through Stu. And you can see my website is shellgamewhistleblower.com. So just go to
I'll give her your number, Scott. You're out in California.
I think this is an exciting time to be a patriotic, former military, America-loving person, Stu. And I think you're right. Things are coming up to a head, but that's when leaders are called out. When you're a leader, you stand up when everybody is cowering and running backwards. You run to the sound of the guns. You run to the clash of the swords. And as William Wallace said, you know, to the Democrat aristocrats, you think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I believe your position exists to provide these people with freedom, and I go to see that they have it. So we need to be of the same heroic marker as our founding fathers expected us to be, and rise up and defend our rights by all means necessary, and overthrow this tyranny if we are worthy of the name being called Americans.
I think we got enough Americans out here that are awake that would do it if necessary, and the day comes. So I'm just going to count on them. Even if we only had 5% of the population, we got enough to take care of the problem. Yeah. Like you say, you know, hey, Scott, I know what you're capable of doing. I know what I'm capable of doing. And I'm capable of probably getting most of the politicians with the second or third person with me. And I could probably get everybody in my own state before they realized who in the hell struck. Okay?
Yep.
So, that is, arrest them. You know, one nurse made a comment one time. She said the way to arrest them is hit them upside the head with a baseball bat. Have 4 or 5 of your buddies pick them up, say, oh, my dad just had a heart attack. We got to rush him to the hospital. She says, I'm going to rush him out to the tree and duct tape him naked to the tree. I said, would you do me a favor? She said, what's that? I said, staple their driver's license or their ID card, nail it above their head. That way we can get body count later, make sure we got them all.
Yeah.
So, but you got any last words here, Amber, that the people need to know?
Yeah, yes, I do. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. The righteous is of me, says the Lord. Now God has asked us to pick up our cross and educate our people. It's time to put on the full armor guard. God, sharpen your machetes, whatever you got. It's time to get out there and it's time to educate. Get a bell, whatever. File, go down to the police department, call 911. Breach of contract, these people are planning on killing you. The evidence is in your face, okay? It's right there in your face. And I don't call it aliens. I call it, as Jesus called it, demonic possessions. These people are no longer of, they've chosen the dark side. They're the evil ones or the evil doers. And they plan on eradicating Jesus Christ's name from the face of this earth. Like President Trump just launched that I Am Legend. Or that legend, which just brought chills into my spine because it reminded me of the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith, where there's no more Bibles on the face of the earth. They want to make us dumb so we can no longer converse with our Lord Creator. So we are nothing but sheets and grown on human farms and for their toys and pleasures and for their consumption. This is where we're at this moment in August 31st, 2020.
In this DNA changer, the chip, the virus, that's got the DNA changer.
It's ID 2020, patent number 06060606006. And right now there's a bill sitting in Congress, it's already passed Congress, ready for Senate. It's HR 66666, which is the forced vaccination. It's already passed Congress. It's sitting there ready to be implemented. We are literally facing everything that Jesus was at the moment, and Jesus was crucified for political correctness, like that nun said, which is absolutely true. He was just teaching. We were born gods, but we will die as men. We are born gods because we are of our Father's children, and that's who we are on this face of this earth. Our divine genetic DNA source code, if you were to print out your DNA source code on paper, front to back, it would go to the moon and back. That's how much data is inside your DNA. That's your mother, that's your ancestor, that's everything, just like when Cain killed Abel. You know, like Barack Obama just launched that My Brother's Keeper, which is terrifying. Cain killed Abel, and God asked Cain, where's your brother? And Cain said, I don't know, am I my brother's keeper? And like God cried because Abel's blood was crying out to him from all the ancestors that would never be born from that blood. And that's the same thing that's happening. 4,000 American children are aborted every day. 3,500 of our children are dying from cancer. 1,900 of our children are being kidnapped every day. Every 40 seconds, an American child in America, might not be legal, illegal, undocumented, whatever, is gone missing every 40 seconds in America. This is our situation. This is where we're at. There's no return. There's no backing down. There's no taking a knee. There's no surrender. We have no place to run. It's forward or die. That's where I'm at. And God has asked me to pick up my cross, print out flyers, get glue, paste them on cars, hit the fire departments, educate everybody. Okay, many will fall, but in the end, we will win. Our brothers and sisters don't know what's happening. And our black community, which is devastating. A regular vaccine, I'm going to cry right now. A vaccine is 1,100 more times likely to make a black man autistic than a white child. I didn't make these vaccines. Who makes our medication? Our elderly, our moms, pops, children, pregnant women. Our medicine's made in China. Okay, our vaccines are made in China and Saudi Arabia. These people have no goodwill towards us. They don't even believe in our God. China needs our land. Okay, we're going through a global, you know, situation right now. Okay, it's like 7 years of tribulation where the weather is going to be frantic and chaotic. China's going underneath floods. Okay, they're not going to be able to feed their people. They have just now invaded Australia. They're going into India, and they plan on taking America. Okay, they need food. There will be nothing to stop 2 billion Asians from eating
except
to that's grow and food. The goal is, like Henry Kissinger said, to control the government, you control the money. To control the people, you control the food.
That's pretty much true. Scott, you want any last words on this?
I think Amber did a fabulous job. I would just say God tells us, I shall give thee a tongue thine enemies cannot gainsay nor resist. And blessed is the Lord my God, which teacheth my hand to war and my fingers to fight. So everyone should be preparing themselves mentally or standing their ground. They should be going down to farmers markets and any public areas that people congregate and put up a table that says Democrats for Trump. And hopefully we'll get more and more people coming out and siding with them. We have to build our political numbers, and people have to, you know, be weaned off of milk and onto meat. But the stuff that we're talking about is meat. You people have the ability to kind of digest it, but it's our job to make sure that they're given that stuff and to train them better and better. So it's an honor to be on with you.
Well, it's my honor always having you, Scott and Amber both. Either one of you want to lead us in prayer?
I can if you don't laugh.
I'm not laughing anybody's prayer. Go ahead.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Lord of Lord, King of King, God of God, Creator of Creator, Source of all Source, the Father of all Fathers, Jesus Christ, not Jesus. I ask in the King of Kings and the Commander of all Commanders, I ask, Father, that you put a round of protection around every one of your children, Heavenly Father. Hide us from the evil ones. Let no weapon prosper against us, Heavenly Father. I ask that you smite those weapons that are smiting my America and Africa and Europe and Sweden and even Asia, Heavenly Father. I ask you smite all their weapons that they have made to destroy your people, Heavenly Father. I humble myself before you, Heavenly Father, Lord and King and God of gods. I humble myself, Heavenly Father, to heal my land, heal our DNA, Father, to grow your food. I ask that you send a Johnny Appleseed, Heavenly Father, and you plant this whole entire world with so many fruit trees that no animal, insect, bug, deer, elk go hungry again, Heavenly Father. I ask that you smite them all down, Heavenly Father. I ask that you send your warring angels and your fire and your fury, and you smite them down, Father, as they plot and plan against us, Heavenly Father. Smite them down. Smite them down. If their child of a second picks up their arrow to use against us, Heavenly Father, I ask that you smite them down. I ask that you kill them and you humble Satan and Lucifer and Baal and these mammon and these transgender worshipers, Heavenly Father. I ask that you fill them with my love, Heavenly Father, and my worship in you, Heavenly Father. I ask that you heal them and help them to love themselves, because no one who loves themselves would ever harm a newborn baby, Heavenly Father. I ask this in Jesus Christ's name, in the blood and 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 in the blood of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ's 33 stripes. Father, the authority you have given me, let my will be done. Amen.
Amen.
I'm in agreement with you, Amber, 100%. In the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, I ask for the warring angels to go after Washington, D.C. like never been seen. I'm asking you to bring them to salvation. Those are salvageable, Father. Those aren't. I'm asking you to start dropping them like flies. Show the American people how evil they really are, Father. And rise the people up to put an end to this. I ask in your holy name. By your blood, by your stripes, you, my Lord and Savior. I thank you, Father. Amen. Scott,
amen.
I want to tell you, thank you very much for coming on. And Amber, I want to tell you, thank you very much for coming on. We got an hour and a half here. Scott, give out your website again.
ShellGameWhistleblower.com. ShellGameWhistleblower.com.
Okay, now you've got a radio program a couple times a week also, don't you, still?
Yeah, we're on Revolution Radio Wednesday and Fridays from 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, and you can go to revolution.radio and see our show up there.
Okay, and Amber, I know that, you know, without exposing you, but you don't have a website, but you were very popular on certain Facebook and stuff that they've kicked you off of, haven't they?
Yeah, they kicked me out of Twitter, Facebook, froze my Google account with all my everything. I can't get on Twitter. And they shut me down, but you know what? God says he can use me. I'm an internet warrior. I stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning. I go from Asia to Africa to Australia. I watch all the live news as it happens, and I post, share. I'll make sure I share your radio show for you. I get a lot of traction. I'm bold. I'm not going to lie. I go on to statedepartment.com.gov. I'm on CIA.gov. I'm on the FBI. FBI just released the Zionist, what's it called, Stu?
I don't know.
The document, the board book. What's it called? The Zionist book that President Ford wrote about. He put in all the Model Ts. What's it called?
Ford.
Yeah, President Ford. He wrote that book, the Zionist Agenda. What's it called?
I don't know.
He wrote The International Jew.
Okay.
Based on the 12 Elders of Zion.
Yeah, 12, the FBI just uploaded the 12 Elders of Zion. And they're trying to use the 12 Elders of Zion to go against the QAnon people. It was a honeyshot from the beginning. They passed the anti-Semite laws in 2017. It was one of the first things that President Trump did. But the FBI just released the Elders of Zion, and they're going off this Q communication, which, don't get me wrong, it's a shill, it's a honeypot. It always has been. I watch it because Jesus says, know thy enemy as I know themselves. Now they're going after the whole entire Q community for being anti-Semite. So I say, we're not anti-Semite. Let's spike them. Treat other people how you want to be treated. You're hitting me. I'm going to hit back. I'm done.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you both very much. We're going to conclude this. We got an hour and 35 minutes here, Scott and Amber. I think you two have said it all. And with that said, I want to bring you both back on at some other time. Thank you, Scott Bennett, whistleblower. Thank you, Amber, nurse.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
it. Sorry for crying. It's hard. I mean, God, you got to be careful what you pray for. In 2016, I heard Tom and Stu, and God's been using me ever since. He doesn't let me rest. And like last night, I was up to 4 o'clock, and I was on so many YouTube and email and websites. I probably posted on at least 5-6 million people's pages, you know what I mean, with subscribers and people on the website. That's what I do. I just go everywhere. And they kicked me off of Twitter because I used to go on to the State Department, Department of Defense, the Air Force, the military, the Marines. I used to go on their website, Secretary of State, and I would post my evidence and my documents. They took my Twitter page around, which was over 70,000, articles. Their articles, not my articles, their plans against us. Everything I say, they wrote. And God's like, he shows me this, and it's terrifying. I mean, but nothing's worse than seeing Hillary Clinton kill that little girl on Frazzle Rat. Yeah. That made me cry for 30 days.
Yeah, I never saw that, but you did describe it to me.
I'd like to hear that, Amber, if you can relay it, or at some point, because I've heard that story, but I haven't seen it and I haven't heard it.
Go ahead, Amber. Go ahead and lay it out.
I only watched it for 2 minutes. I'm gonna cry right now because I can still hear that girl. That was 2016, and I can still hear that girl screaming right now, to this very second. She was screaming, Mama, Daddy, Mama, Daddy, Mama, Daddy, don't. I only watched it for 2 minutes. Hillary Clinton was standing there. She took a knife, this little blonde hair, the biggest blue eyes you've ever seen, little girl. And this girl's chained up onto this metal bed, I don't know what you want to call it. I would call it an autopsy table. Is what I would call it. And her and Huma Abedin, the little girl, was tied up on there. And she took a knife to this little girl after she had burnt her, after she had hit her, and she's laughing. Hillary Clinton's laughing. She takes a knife across the little girl's head, forehead, and she takes it and she rips it out so fast. Like, I ain't never seen nothing like that before. That wasn't her first time. And she's laughing. And this little girl's screaming. She doesn't pass out. She doesn't pass out. Hillary Clinton puts that little girl's face, it only goes to her mouth, just right above her top lip, puts it on her face with her nose, and Hillary Clinton's laughing, and then she takes a knife, and she shoves it inside her yoo-hoo, And then I just stopped and the gut started coming out. And it was like 2 minutes too long.
She'd give me a heads up on that, Scott, on that video, and I didn't get up there fast enough to grab it.
All the 12 detectives in 2016 that made Comey come out about Hillary Clinton, they were murdered. The last three were murdered in the riots at the beginning of June. They literally targeted the last New York detectives that had seen it. But what's even scarier, President Trump put out a video, an ad, and at one of the end of the ads, it's literally Hillary Clinton laughing. It's not funny. I'll know that laugh forever. And remember when Amazon in 2017 started laughing? And she said that you're all going to burn. You remember that 2017 Amazon started laughing at people? That was Hillary Clinton's fucking laugh. That was Hillary Clinton's laugh in that fucking video. I'm not even joking.
Very evil woman. Very evil.
It makes your soul quiver. I mean, 1,900 children a day. Where the fuck are our kids? Where are our kids?
I hear you, Amber. It's time to shut this down.
250,000 young adults a year. This is who our government, we are the beast. And all I just hear Jesus Christ say, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Partake not in her sins. You know, just like on the Temple Mount, Jesus Christ said there'll be no rock left standing. It's time.
It is time.
It's the same exact people. It's the same exact bankers. It's the same exact system. There's nothing new. They've been poisoning our water and our food. Now I understand why the Muslims make their own clothes. Now I understand why the Muslims don't eat anything at a store. They make it, they grow it, or they buy it from their cousins and their uncles. These people will poison your clothes. Victoria's Secret. If you go buy a little girl's bra, it's called the pink. A Victoria's Secret, go buy one. Cut open the little girl's bras tag, there's tracking devices. And the little girl's, not the mama's bras, the training bras. So they could just drive down the street and see your daughter and sit there and wait for her. Watch her in your house. Sit outside waiting, watching her until they can finally get a hold of her.
Sick puppies. That's all I know. Scott, I want to thank you. I want to thank Amber, both of you, for being on here with me. We're going to conclude this. You know, I'm ready to pick a gun up and go shoot somebody.
No, that's what they want you to do.
I know, but my day will come.
It's time that we bring back the logging community. We take down the dead tree, the fake trees, and we bring out the real trees. And it's time that we just get rid of their system. We got to just cast it all. We got to walk away. There's nothing salvageable anymore. We need new minds. Our children, did you know that 96% of Americans are geniuses when they start kindergarten? And only 3% of them have an IQ above 100 in 12th grade?
You got the numbers, I know.
It's the same exact thing that Nazi Hitler did. You control the education, you control the money, then you control the people. Then you have complete control. And their plan is to bring the market into starvation. And the most scariest thing on earth is going to be, I mean, they're bringing the beast. They're releasing the beast in America and across the world. The most dangerous person on earth is going to be a mother with a hungry child.
Yep. That's true. Very true, Amber. Very true.
All right. Love you guys. I love you guys. So much work.
Love you too. Scott.
Thank you, dear.
I'll be in touch. I'll pass her your number, and you. I'll pass you her number as well. Okay.
Great. Thank you, dear.
Thank you both very much. Have a good one.
Bye.